Okay, shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. As always, we learn the Zeichon Lilui Nishmas Tzvi Gershon Ben Yoav V'Chana Alav HaShalom, as well as Lilui Nishmas Zev Wolf Ben Yishai Alav HaShalom. May both Nishamas have Aliyos Letova and Zechiros in the merit of our Devarei Torah. Also, as a chos for the Rufuah Shleima of Bracha Avigal Basracha Geta, we do have a special shir dedication today, and I want to thank Shani Hollander and Sarah Shoche for sponsoring the shir Lezecher Nishmas, their mother, Alaha Hashalom, whose first yahrzeit was yesterday, from Aliba Bas Shmua, Alaha Hashalom, Alice Marks. Besides her being an exceptional and model daughter to her elderly mother, wife, mother and grandmother, besides for her personal roles that she so beautifully, gracefully, and eloquently carried out as the matriarch of her family, she was one of the most devoted talmidot that I have ever encountered. Alice tried to, and I think she was successful in learning with me every shir that I presented. I don't know how it's possible, but she did. She is truly one who Chazal say Asher Misha Balakon V'Talmudo B'Yado, who ascended to her rightful place in the Olam Ha'Emes with her learning in her hand. She was Nefteres very suddenly, shockingly to her family, her friends, her community, her beloved yeshiva where she worked, her mora. And so her daughter Shani and Sarah dedicate this class to Zeichon Leilui Nishmas from Aliba Bas Shmua Alaha HaShalom. Let's recite the Tefillah HaDibur. Ribono She'olam Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Rachon V'Chanan She'Tzakeini Hayim V'Chol Yom Lishmor Piyu Lishoni M'Lashon Hara Rechilis Ve'Azar M'Dabar Fila Lishiyachi V'Kosh Ken HaKlai Yisrael Chalik Mehem V'Kosh Ken Mitzvoyim Amidosav Shakosh Baruch Hu Ve'Azar M'Dabar V'Direi Sheker Chanuf HaMechol Kes Kas Gai V'Onas Tvarim HaBanas Panim Leitzonus V'Chol Dibur Asur Ve'Zakeini Shol Dabar Kim Dabar HaTzor I also thought with our courageous, brave, heroic soldiers deep in the Gaza Strip, it would be appropriate to say the tefillah for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mi shebercha v'senu avi mitzach v'yakov hu yivrech es Chayalei Tzva ha'gana Yisrael v'anshe kochus ha'bitachan ha'amdim ha'mishmar tzeni v'ar Eloheinu migvul ha'levonu v'ar mibar mitzrayim u'min ha'yam ha'gada ha'levora v'ar b'chol makam she'em b'yabasha b'aviru v'ayam yitein Adonai eshuvenu ha'kamim alinu nigafim lifneim ha'kodesh baruch hu yishma v'yatsi es Chayalei mikol tzav v'tzuka v'mikol nega u'machala v'yishach bracha v'atzacha b'chol mas Sedem. Yad Bersonenu Tachtehem, Viatrim Bekesser Yeshua Uva Ataras Nitzacham, Vukam Makasuv Ki Adonai Elohecham Haolech Imachem, Lilachem Lacham Imo Vechem Lahoshia Eschem, Venomar Amen. So let us get into our learning. I must thank for this year Dr. Dan Geisler, who is my husband's friend and fellow Miss Paula Beis Medrash Rodmir, and my husband also are part of the morning Amud Yomi Chabura, so he's, I guess, my husband's Chavrusa, a friend, and fellow Miss Paula Beis Medrash Rodmir. They learn together in Beit Kiva Willow's Amud Yomi morning shir, both very dedicated members of the Amud Yomi Shir Baruch Hashem. So Dr. Dan Geiser, my husband came in from Shul Shabbos morning, and my husband told me that Dr. Dan Geiser was speaking. So I said, oh, what did he speak about? And when he started to tell me what he was speaking about, I said, oh, really? That sounds fascinating. So I reached out to his wife, my friend, yesterday, and I said, my husband told me what your husband spoke about in Shah. I teach a Shmiras HaLashon class every other week. The next year is Monday morning. I reached out to her either Motzei Shabbos, I reached out to her, and I would like to teach B'Shem Omro that your husband taught. Is it possible that he could share his notes with me, etc.? So this year is based on, and we're going to be looking at the sources, and my thanks to Dr. Dan Geiser for the following sources and insights. Okay. The outpouring of Achdus that has emanated from the terrible matzav since this war was horrifically launched upon us on Shemini Atzeret Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalet, the infamous on the English calendar day of October the 7th, by the Rasha'im She'omdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu Yimach Shman V'Zichram, has brought in its wake perhaps some of the most incredible achdos and ahavas Yisrael that Am Yisrael has seen in decades. Baruch Hashem, we are all very, very much aware of how much Klal Yisrael has come together to fight this battle in a spiritual plane as our soldiers fight the battle in the physical realm. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, and this is an insight that I have quoted many times, but I think that it is appropriate to say now as well. I have quoted before, so yes, you've heard me say it before, in the name of Rav Meir Goldweg Shlita, and I was in Los Angeles a number of years ago before COVID in a school in the residence, Shabbaton, for the YULA, the Yula Girls High School. So Rav Goldweg's daughter was a Micha Nechas there at the time. She was a Matzor, she still is. And she told this Vard over in the name of her father, Rav Meir Goldweg. So the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim 133:1, Kuf Lamed Gimel Aleph, and I'm going to put it on your chat for you. So the Pasuk tells us, here we go. So the Pasuk tells us, I just copy and paste it for your reference, Shir Hamaz to David, Hinei Matovu Manayim Shavas Achim Gam Yachar, a song of ascents to David, Hinei Matovu Manayim, behold how good and how pleasant, Shavas Achim Gam Yachar, when brothers dwell, Shavas Achim, and brothers sit Gam Yachar, also together. So why does it say Gam Yachar? Just say Hinei Matovu Manayim Shavas Achim Yachar, how good and how pleasant it is when brothers dwell together. What's Gam? So Goldweg says, Shavas Achim Gam Yachad. Yachad is an acronym. I've told this over many times. Yachad is an acronym for Yesh Cheluke Deot. Yod Chas Dalid, Yesh Cheluke Deot. Even when there are differences of opinions, when brothers can dwell together, this is very good and this is very beautiful. Therefore, Hinei Matovu Manayim, how good and how pleasant it is, Shavas Achim, when brothers can dwell, Gam Yachad, even when, Gam, Yesh Chilukei Deyot, when brothers can dwell together, this is very beautiful and very pleasant. And the outpouring of Achdus, and obviously saw that we have seen, is unprecedented. I saw remarks over the weekend. Netanyahu said, we have not fought an enemy like this has not been on the horizon for our people since the days of the Shoah, the cursed days of the Shoah. We're fighting the fiercest enemy since the Holocaust. Yet Gam Yachad, Klai Yisrael has come together in such a way that it is so moving. I think that we all say the brach of Baruch Ata Hashem Shelo Asani Goy with different kavanos and different meanings. And the slogan of the war is also become, besides for Harvot Barzel, Operation Swords of Iron, B'yachad Ninatzeach. Together we will win. And the truth is that Baruch Hashem B'yachad, Hinei Matovu Manayim Shavas Achim Gam Yachad B'yachad. Even when Yeish Chilukei Do'o, when we can come together and Ninatzeach. So with that, I want to go to a pasuk from yesterday's Sedra, 2 days ago, that we have already spoken about. We had a whole shiur a couple of years ago on the fact that Lot remained quiet. And therefore, when they went down to Egypt, if you recall, Lot remained quiet. And therefore, Hashem saved him from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. He did not reveal the secret that Sarai at the time, was Avram's wife. And he didn't say anything about the fact that she was my sister. We've spoken about this previously. We had a whole share on it. So we're just going to go to screen share that very quickly over here, which I prepared for you, the pasuk with Rashi. So you should be able to see on my screen that I am in Bereishis Perek Yud Tes. Yes? Okay, so the pasuk tells that the Sodom and Gomorrah were just destroyed. Okay, and Avram woke up early in the morning to the place where he should have stood before the face of Hashem. 1927, the Gemara says, "Brachos chafav." Avram was masak and tefilas shachos. Vayashkiv al panim Sodom and Gomorrah. And Avram, after he davened shachos, he looks over the face of Sodom and Gomorrah and the whole cities of the plain, and he sees it smoking like the smoke of a lion pit. Everything has been destroyed. Vayhi b'shachos elokim yotas chavtas. Vayhi b'shachos. And we had a whole show. I don't know if anyone remembers a couple of years ago. The fact that Lot was saved in the merit of not revealing a secret. How great is the power of holding your tongue? It's on And it was when Elohim Midas Hadin destroyed all the cities of the plain, and Elohim remembered Avraham. And therefore he sent Lot from the destruction. What do you mean he remembered Avram? So he saved Lot. What does remembering Avram have to do with Lot? And he turned over these cities where Lot was dwelling. So Rashi explains, like you see here on this side of the screen, quoting Medrash Bereishis Rabba, by Yizkor Kivas Avram, Malzichi Rasosha Avram Alot. Rashi says what I just said, and Rashi is quoting Medrash Bereishis Rabba, What does remembering Avram have to do with saving Lot? You remembered Avram very nice. You saved Lot very nice. Why is it possible to put them together? It was when God brought out of destruction on the cities of the plain. He remembered Avram, he saved Lot. What's the connection? Nizkor Shahaya Lo Yodea Shasara Ishto Shal Avram, Vishamasha Amar Avram Mitzrayim. Asara achosihi. Why did Kosh Baruch Hu remember Kaviyachal? That Lot knew that Sarah was the wife of Avram, and he heard that Avram said at the Egyptian border, she is my sister, velo gila hadavar. He did not reveal the matter. Shahaya chasalav, he had mercy upon him. Lot had mercy upon Avram. Laficha chasal Kosh Baruch Hu alav, and that is why Kosh Baruch Hu had mercy. Mida keneged mida. Lot had mercy on Avram. By the way, Sarah was his sister. So he also had mercy on her, if you want to say that. Actually, Rashi just brought down the lineage. It's very clear from the end of Perek Yud Aleph of Bereishis, Parshas Noach, that if you read the text clearly, if you read the text with open eyes, Lot and Sarah were actually brother and sister. Anyway, the Ma'aseh of Rashi also quotes it in this past week's Parsha, but the Torah does not reference that very much. But Lot had mercy on this couple, and therefore, Mida Kanega Mida, Kosh Baruch Hu had mercy on him. So what saved Lot? The entire place was utterly destroyed. There's nothing left. It is complete and total tohu vohu. And how did Lot merit to get out? What's the one thing yet? I mean, he's not the best guy. He goes to dwell in Sodom. The people are very wicked. He offers these angels his virgin daughters, not the angels, I'm sorry, he offers the townspeople his virgin daughters in order to save his guests. He's clearly has his priorities a little bit mixed up, but he did not reveal the secret. He knew a secret about Avram and Sarah. He did not say it. Velo gila hadavar. He did not reveal the matter. He had mercy. Leficha chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu lav. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on him. Okay, so this is the pasuk where Dr. Dan Geiser began. It's a pasuk with Rashi that we have quoted and we have learned in the past. Okay, now, interestingly, okay, so Dr. Dan Geiser wrote in his notes, I'm just going to say what he read, even though we spoke about this in the past, Lot was zocha to hatsala from Sodom. Lot merited to be saved from destruction of Sodom because he knew Avram's secret. When he told Paro Sarah was his sister, not his wife, Lot kept the secret. He didn't turn on Avram. He wasn't a Moser. And his own brother, his uncle. And therefore, he was saved. Interestingly, Dr. Geiser then quoted Perush HaRambam on Megillas Esther. My husband said that Dr. Geiser said in Shul, did anyone even hear of the Perush Rambam on Megillas Esther? And there's actually someone in our Shul, another doctor actually, who is a Baki in Rambam. And he said to this doctor, have you ever heard of the Perush Rambam on Megillas Esther? Apparently, the Rambam is a Perush on Megillas Esther. And that's where we're going to go next. So I'm going to do a different screen share. Here we go. Okay, could you see it says Megillas Esther Beis? Let me put you over here on the side. Now I've got my pointer. Okay, you should be able to see. Here we go. I'm trying to make it bigger. Did I just make it bigger? Yes? I don't know. I can't. Paula, you're like half in the screen and half not. Could you move your camera, drop, and tell me if you could see that I'm in the Rambam here, Perush HaRambam? Okay, I can't see your face, so I don't know. I hope so. Paula, can you see it or not? Yes? Okay, good. Okay, this is very, very interesting. And what merit, where this is very unusual, very interesting. So we began in Parshas Vayera last week. Okay, besides Job, as in 2 days ago, Lot was saved from destruction. The one merit he had that God said, you're going to be saved, he did not reveal the secret that he knew about Avram and Sarah. Okay, Perush HaRambam al Megillas Esther. This is fascinating. Tsei ure'e ma'ilas oso hador. Come and see the great ma'ila, the great attribute, the outstanding spiritual level of this generation, outstanding spiritual level. Medrash Esther Rabbah tells us very clearly, Medrash Esther Rabbah 7:3 maybe, Medrash Esther Rabbah tells us very clearly that 18,500 Jews went to the party of Achashverosh and Mordechai screamed at them and he said, don't go! It's the Yetzer Hara who's telling you to go. And the Jews were worthy of destruction by Haman because they were of Avodah Zarah and they forgot that there was a Ribon Sha'olam. Say, Ure'e, Ma'ilas Oso Hador. And yet, ultimately, they were saved. Come and see the greatness of this generation. Shekulam yadu vihikiru she'Esther hi bastod Mordechai. Why were they worthy of being saved? What does Mordechai tell Esther when she doesn't want to go to the king because she's afraid for her life? Al tidami binafshech limalei besamach mikol ha'yehudim. Kim hacharish tacharishi be'esa zos ravech v'altzal yamod ayudim imakam hachar va'ad ubeis avicha tovedu. First of all, Al tadamni b'nafshech dom means two things. Blood, Mordechai was saying, don't think you could escape with your blood to the palace of the king. I don't think you could save your life when the destiny of the Jews is annihilation. But dom also means silence. Udachad dumia tihila, vayudom aron. Dalet mem also means silent. Al tadamni b'nafshech, whereas everyone else had to remain silent. Esther Malko, it's your time to speak up. But Mordechai Tzadok also said, if you persist in your silence at this time, you have to go beg for your people before the king. We all know Makom, Medrash tells us, in the Megillah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, actually the Medrash says any place it says a mech, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Without Achashverosh is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we know that Makom refers to God. Mordechai said to Esther, Hashem will definitely save us. HaMakom sha'olah mekomo sha'olah makam tar'i. God will save us. What? Maila? What spiritual attribute did this generation have that they were worthy of being saved? I mean, we know they were partying with Achashverosh, and they went to the party, and Achashverosh was dressed in the big day kuna, and he was kelim shonim in the tune of Eichon. He was serving wine and goblets of the plundered Beis HaMikdash, and the Jews were there. But the Rambam writes, Perush Rambam on the Megillah, Tzei Urei Minus Oso Adar. Again, I thank Dr. Dan Geiser for the shas. I never even knew there was a Rambam on the Megillah. I never had it. He graciously sent it to me. Tzei Urei Minus Oso Adar. Go out and see the great attribute of this generation. Shekulam Yadu V'Kiru She'Esther Hibastot Mordechai. Everybody knew. Everybody recognized. They all knew the secret. Esther, remember Mordechai told her that she's not allowed. Ain Esther Magadis Moladata V'Es Amal Kasher Mordechai Tziva. Esther did not say Moladata. She did not say what nation she was from. She did not say her religion. She did not say her relationship to Mordechai. She kept a secret. Not only did she keep a secret, everyone in Shushan Abira, everyone of that generation, there was a lot of talk amongst the Jews, and everybody knew who Esther really was. She was Mordechai's wife. Kulam yadu v'kirusha Esther hi bastod Mordechai. Everybody knew that she was his niece, and she was also his wife. Tikach Mordechai lo labas, al tukri bas, al abayis. He was married to her. Everyone knew their relationship. Velo nimtza mi sheyimsar la'achashverosh. And there was not one Jew in Shushan Abira, and presumably in 127 provinces, that was not a moser, did not go to Achashverosh and say, I have information you may really want to know. Kedei sheyikabo menu ba'ad ze kavod v'ikar. Maybe a Jew in the kingdom is paying high taxes to Achashverosh, lives a very poor life. He figures, you know what? I could benefit from being a moser. I could benefit from telling the king the relationship between these two people. There was not one person who was a moser who revealed the secret to Achashverosh in order to receive from the king any kind of honor or wealth. Umishum kach hayu raim lahatzal. That's what the Rambam says. You want to know why the Jews were worried that we were being saved? Because there was not one person who revealed the secret of Esther Mordechai. Just like Lot, Vayishalach et lo mehafecha, just as Lot was saved, the whole place was totally destroyed. Rashi says, Shfurim hayu, that the Bechir and the Tzira were certain, Shakala olam nechav, that the entire world was destroyed. How was Lot saved? One thing. He kept his mouth. He did not reveal the secret to the enemy. Paro, at the border. How was the whole generation saved? How did it happen that this became a time of rejoicing? Sason Vikar, for the Jews, there was not one who told over for either honor, prestige, or wealth, a monetary reward from the king. And therefore, says the Rambam, they were worthy of salvation. Hello, Tira, me Moshe, love Hashem. Who do you learn this from? Says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's funny, not funny. I don't know what the word is. We've also learned this about Moshe Rabbeinu in depth with the Medrash Rabbah that the Rambam's now going to quote. You learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishara Asha Amrulo, Halergeni Ata Omer, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out on the second day and he sees Shte Anashim Ivrim Nitzim. He sees two Hebrews quarreling. And he says, Lama Sakarecha, why are you fighting with each other? We don't have enough enemies on the outside. You need to be fighting with each other. You don't see what the Mitzim are doing to us. You don't see how they're oppressing. You don't see the taskmasters. You don't see the whip of the Egyptian. You need to fight with each other. What did they say to him? Halergeni Ata Omer? Are you going to kill us? Like you killed the Egyptian? near Advinav Halva Amar. Moshe was shaking. Moshe was terrified. He was shocked. And he said, Achein Nodo Hadavar. The matter is known. Rashi says it on the Chumash, and we've learned this before, and it's also on Vayu Torah. Darzan Nifsadu, and Eini Shavuah Shavuim Heim the Geula B'Matzav Zeh. He understood that there were Malshinim, there were informers. Someone went and informed Paro that he, Moshe, had killed the Egyptian. Why did he kill the Egyptian? Because the Egyptian was beating a Jew, a Hebrew, an Ivri. Moshe stood up for the downtrodden Ivri. He killed B'chol Der V'Der Amdi Melein Chalaseinu. Someone went and told the king. The word is on the street. Moshe is a killer of Egyptians. And someone went and he told the government. He was terrified. He was shaking. And he said, this generation is lost. I am sure. I am not sure. Ain't he sober? Sure. Ruim heim the gulba. Matzav zu. You know what said Moshe? I'm not sure that these people are worthy of salvation. Why? Because they're al malshinim. They're moshim. There are those who go and tell them their fellow brethren to the government. Kamosha ne'emar. And therefore the pasuk says, now you're Moshe. Moshe was very afraid. Vayomer achein no davar. Look on Rashi to the Chumash. Moshe says, the matter is now known to me. Why they are not worthy to gu'ula. Why they are not worthy of divine salvation. Because they're informing on each other. Vayivrach Moshe m'pnei par. And that's when Moshe left the Egyptian metropolis. He said, I'm here trying to save the Jews. Vayetze, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Alacha, Vayar B'Suvlosem. I'm going out to see their pain. I'm trying to save them. And they're informing on each other. They're telling on each other. They're revealing secrets to the enemy. This generation is not worthy of being saved. And the Rambam Taka says, it's correct. That generation was Taka not worthy of being saved. Ukishamesu called Oso Hador. Upasku hamosrim v'hamigalim sodos Yisrael v'goyim. The Ram says Taka Moshe was correct. That generation was actually not worthy of being saved. When that whole generation died, and those who were informers and revealers of secrets to the Gentile nations, i.e. to the Egyptians, once that generation was rooted out, and the generation of informers and revealer of secrets in Am Yisrael died, and there was no one to tell the secrets anymore to the Goyim. Amar lo Hashem, Hashem then said to him, Leich shuv mitzrayma ki mesu kol anashim mevaksham eshna v'shecha. Because Baruch Hu said, now you could return to Egypt. Because all the men who seek out your soul, the men who want to kill you, have died. According to the Rambam, who is Hashem referring to when he told Moshe, now you could return to Egypt when Moshe was 80 years old? He was referring to those Yidden, those Jews who were informers and revealer of secrets. Hashem said, now that the whole generation has died out, now you can go back to Egypt. Now you can return because the new generation is worthy of salvation. And since they were now ready for redemption, Amar Azludar Hanala Shahayu Zakaim. Then Moshe went back and he spoke to this elevated generation who were Zakai, Chayiv and Zakai, who were worthy, who were pure, who merited redemption. And then the Rambam says, so this is really astonishing. I don't know if, whoever heard of the Rambam on Megillas Esther? I'm sure someone somewhere heard of the Rambam on Megillas Esther, someone much more learned, but fascinating pshah. The Rambam says he doesn't talk about Lot and Sarai and Avram, but we will say that just like Lot was saved from the destruction because he held his tongue. Look at the power of not revealing something that you should not say. It is purely the Yetzer Hara that eggs us on and wants us to state words, reveal secrets, make statements that are better left unsaid. It's fascinating and compelling that when the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra 19:16, Yud Tas Tazayin, Lo Seirich Vachil Ba'amecha, Lo Sa'amod Al Dam Reyecha Ani Hashem. We know nothing in the Chumash as an accent. Here's the source in the Chumash. Lo Seirich Vachil Ba'amecha, do not be a gossipmonger amongst your people, Vayikra 19:16. But what are the very next words? Lo Sa'amod Al Dam Reyecha. Do not stand idly by while your brother's blood is being shed. Why is there a connection? Why are these two phrases go together in the same pasuk? Lo seirich v'chil ba'amecha. Don't be a gossip monger amongst your people. Lo sa'amod al dam re'echa. One who is a gossip monger amongst his people is someone who is standing idly by while his brother's blood is being shed. Furthermore, lo sa'amod al dam re'echa. Do not stand dumb. Dumb is silent. If you don't want to be the spiller of your brother's blood, learn how to maintain your silence. And it's a pasuk of Hashem. If you recognize the Zeri Bonus Olam in the world, and you do not be the gossip monger amongst your people, you will know to maintain your silence. And if you cannot maintain your silence, Dom, then you are one who is considered standing idly by while your brother's blood is being shed. And therefore, proposes the Rambam. The whole merit of this Dor HaMe'ulah, Dor HaMe'ulah, they were like idol worshippers. Sorry, they had a lot of teshuvah to do. But they did not, nobody wrote a letter to the king. Dear Grand King Achashverosh, from the mighty palace in Shushan Abira, I, Reuven, am promised 26. Can't afford to pay my taxes, but I have a secret you might be very interested in. And you will exempt me from taxes forever. And you will put me in the palace of the king. And I will become one of the royal advisors. Esther is a Jewess. She is the niece and wife of Mordechai. Maybe the whole story would have happened differently. Not one person, not one yid revealed the secret. And this, says the Rambam, is their entire umishum kachayurum lahatzala. And that's why they're worthy of being saved. And then he connects it to Moshe Rabbeinu, which we have learned in depth, that Moshe understood that when Dashan and Aviram, Shnei Anashim Ivrim Nitzim, and these two Hebrews were quarreling, and he understood that his secret was out, that he killed the Egyptian the day before, was told they were Moshrim, he ran away. This generation is not worthy of salvation. And you know what Kosh Baruch said? You're right. This generation is not worthy of salvation because of the power of the tongue. I was in touch with yesterday. This year is, I think, going for 6, 7 years. Kanaina Hurricane Yerbu at Bias Kol Tzedek. I was in touch yesterday for a couple of nekudos with the founder of the shir. She never wants me to mention her. And something that she said, and the hostess and the sponsor, and something that she said is she feels that now the shir is more important than ever. Shemar Salashim is more important than ever. I did not tell her what we were going to be learning today, but it's incredible. We are a dar, we are a generation that is in tremendous need of hatzalah. There is much destruction beyond words. Ein milim. Happening in our world. Our soldiers are deep in the Gaza Strip, as we're learning right now. Hashem Yishmor Aleh. They've told the residents of the north to evacuate. There was a stabbing attack today by the old city gates. A 20-year-old female border police officer is in critical condition. The streets of France, London, Toronto, Washington are awash in virulent, rabid, terrifying anti-Semitism. Residents of our beloved country are under rocket attack in different cities every single day. There was a direct strike yesterday in the north. We are in a time when we need tremendous hatzalah. Lot wasn't such a tzaddik. He was a little confused. He chose to leave Avram, dwell in Sodom, 13:13. I mean, they were not such good people over there. And he chose to go there, and he became the chief court justice, 19:1 with Rashi. So what merit did he have? Please don't harm my guest. Have your way with my virgin daughters. I mean, the guy's a little bit corrupt, wouldn't you say? So what does the magic say? He held his tongue. Can you imagine? Could we even imagine the chashbonos that are happening in Shemayim when a yid holds his tongue? He had rachmanos on Avram and Sarah, and he didn't tell a secret. He was saved by Yizkor Elokimus Avram ve'yishlach es yo lo mitocha afecha. He didn't tell the secret of Avram and Sarah. Rambam says something unbelievable. That was his whole generation worthy of being saved. The Rambam says, "Ma'imos also adore." They were gevaldik tzaddikim. They were such gevaldik tzaddikim. 18,500 went to the party of the king. And Mordechai screaming, "Don't go!" They were such gevaldik tzaddikim. Now, one person wrote a scroll to Achashverosh saying, "I know something you don't know. Maybe you'll exempt me from taxes forever. Maybe you'll make me a minister in the palace." When did Moshe realize this generation was not worthy of being saved? Now I understand why this is happening to Klal Yisrael. There are informers amongst them. By Yivrach Moshe, Moshe ran away. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, 60 years later, at least according to the Ramban on Chumash 2:23, Shemos 2:23, according to the Ramban, Shemos 2:23, Moshe ran away when he was 20, and God appears to him at the burning bush when he's 80. There's a 60-year gap. Once that generation died, Kosh Baruch Hu said, now you can go back. Who died? Hashem's not talking about the Egyptians. The informers of that generation died. Now you can go back. And therefore, once they were worthy of redemption, Geula, then he said to that Givaldic generation, you are meritorious. Like the Pasuk says in Parshas Vav, that Yishalu Ishme Esre Ehu, they kasavu klei zahav. They asked from the Egyptians, by Malchus Chovshech, give me your gold, give me your silver, give me reparations. We were here for 210 years. You never paid us a dime for our slave labor or for killing our babies. Now give me your gold and your silver. V'shamukulam esasod. V'lo gilu l'goyim. Nobody revealed to the nations that the Jews got reparations of gold and silver and smalos and clothing from the Egyptians. Nobody went and said, you know what? I'm going to be holier than thou. I'm going to be at tzaddik or tzaddikas. I'm not going to take the gold and silver. I'm in fact going to go tell Pharaoh what you people are doing. You're looting. They weren't looting. First of all, it was by the divine command. Hashem already told Moshe by the burning bush. At the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they would ask for reparations. And second of all, we've been slaves for 116 years. Not only did you not pay us for our labor, you killed our babies and put them as bricks and threw them into the Nilus River. There was not one person who said by the time of Makos, Choshech, well, it was by Machos Choshech when they went to check. And when they were leaving, they requested the gold and the silver. And nobody went and told the government. V'lo gilu l'goyim, v'al zene amar, v'ashem natan eschena ambeini Mitzrayim. And that's why the Pasuk says, also in Parshas Bo, and God gave the charm of the people in the eyes of the Egyptians. Why? Because the secret of taking reparations, the gold and the silver and the clothing, was not revealed. V'shivcham Hashem v'amar, and Hashem praised generation. What did he praise them for? For not revealing the secret. Lot was saved because he was quiet. The whole generation in 127 provinces were saved in the time of Galus Parus Umadai because they were silent. And after that, was it Koresh who gives permission for the Jews to go back and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash? Because they kept silent. They were saved. Moshe understood that the generation was not worthy of salvation, and he runs away. He says, what am I here to help you? You're not worthy. Because there were informers. And the generation of Yitzhak Mitzrayim were worthy of salvation because no one told the secrets to the Goyim, says the Rambam, to the Masom. No one went to the Egyptian government that was falling apart and said, you're not going to please, but the Jews are plundering. They're not plundering. They're fulfilling a divine command and taking what is rightly theirs. V'shivcham Hashem v'amar. And Hashem praised them, and he said, Kalach Yafeh. It's a pasuk from Shir Shirim. The Rambam says that this pasuk from Shir Shirim can be darshan, that Hashem is praising the Bnei Yisrael for not informing the generation of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Kalach Yafeh Ra'isi. Umum Ein Bach. I think it means you're Kala. You're like a Kala. Kalech, you're like a Kala. So beautiful, my beloved. And there is no blemish amongst them. She's an unbelievably beautiful, beautiful, and very, very powerful Rambam, and it's really a very big chiddush. We tend to think that the Jews were saved. Why? First of all, Esther fasted for 3 days. Esther fasted for 3 days. Her maiden fasted for 3 days. All the Jews of Shushan fasted for 3 days. There was Achdus. They all came together in a time of crisis. But the Rambam adds a totally different equation. They did teshuvah. Mordechai, Vayetze Mordechai Besocha Yer 4:1, Vayizak Zaako Gedola Mara, and everybody put on Tzak Ve'efer, Yutzal the Rabbin. But the Rambam says there was an additional Nakuda, and that is that they knew how to hold their tongue. This is the power of not revealing what should not be revealed. And Mamish brings, we've seen many examples, and when a person is able, when a nation is able to control their speech and hold back what should not be said, it leads to Yeshua and Hatzalah. And Rachman al-Tzan, like we saw from the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, when a nation is unable to control and reveals what should not be revealed, they are not worthy, God forbid, of salvation. There are so many things we all need to work on. So much avodah. Everyone's taking Kabbalahs upon themselves, hopefully. Everyone's being marbe betfila ubetorah. Hopefully, everyone knows their own Kabbalah. So that's between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's chus for Knesset Shalom Klai, so everyone knows the Tehillim that they've added, the extra shir they're listening to. But it seems to be very, very clear that this chus of Shmir Salashan brings Hatzalah, to quote the Rambam, and Yeshua. I want to now go, Rabbi Dr. Dan Geiser. Who's Nifteres Baruch Dainemes? I'm not sure what Sandy Brower, I don't know what your message means. Please clarify. The border police guard? Is that what you mean? You know, they didn't even release a name, or they didn't even say anything for Tehillim. Baruch Dayina Emma, Hashem Yimkom Dama, she was Nefteris. I hadn't even seen. There was another, the IDF announced another casualty this morning as well, by the way. IDF announces the death of soldier Shachar Kohen Mivtach, Hashem Yimkom Dama, 22 years old, who was killed in the fighting in the Gaza Strip. And apparently, the border police guard who was stabbed this morning outside the Old City Gates. Is that verified? Hoi, Hashem Yimkom Dama, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. She was 20 years old. Dr. Geiser then quoted a Mesha Chachma. And I went to look up. Baruch Hashem, I have the Chumash Mesha Chachma. Chumash with the pairs of Mesha Chachma. Rameir Simcha Koin Midivinsk. And he's talking about the Arba Lashona Ge'ula. We are not going to have time to finish this Mesha Chachma today. So Be'ezer Hashem, I just have to find, it's not coming up. I want to screen share with you the psukim that the Mesha Chachma is talking about. I pray Hashem. We're in a matz of Noah. We're in a mamish east Sarahili Yaakov. And whatever's chuyos we can possibly accrue for our brothers and sisters. There are hundreds, no, there are thousands and thousands. If each nifter affects 10 people on average, and that by that I only mean family, it's probably more grandparents. Parents, siblings, children, spouses, aunts, uncles, cousins, much more. 1,400 were killed on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres Tavshin Pei Dao Tzashloshim. Times that by how many people are affected by each nifter? More than 10. Much more than 10. And the captives, 242 captives, have not been returned. How many family members cannot sleep at night for 1 month? Because they do not know where their loved ones are. Soldiers who have fallen in battle. I'm sure you saw last week. Elchanan Klein, Hashem Yikom Dama, was on the way home from reserve duty. He was 29 or 30 years old. I guess he had furlough from the army. He had a couple of days off. He was going home to his pregnant wife and 3 young children. He was 29. He was killed in a drive-by shooting in the Shomron. We're in a major Eist Sarahili Yaakov. And we need to all figure out immediately what zchuyos we can amass to bring merits and hatzalah and ge'ula and Yeshua to Kaisha. So with all that we have to work on, and not to abandon those kabbalos, chas v'shalom, but in addition, every single one of us must be more cognizant of our speech. Look what the sources, look at the Chumash, Rashi, Medrash Rabbah, the Rambam, multiple different places in Tanakh are telling us. And the merit of knowing how to keep secrets and guarding tongue, over and over we see that we are Zocha to Yeshua Netzah. If a person feels they're not able to do this avoda the entire day, it's a very difficult avoda, then you must choose an hour a day. 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. You have to be cognizant of your speech. And this includes what we post online. It includes what we post on social media. It includes what we post in group chats. It includes what we forward to other people. Because it is very clear that the Maila Nora of the Dor of Esther Mordechai was not revealing a secret. What I wanted to speak about next was the Arba Lashonos Geula, based on a Meshach Chachma that Dr. Dain Geisler just quoted in his notes, and Baruch Hashem, I went to look up the Meshach Chachma. So for that, I just want to show you the Pesukim of the Arba Lashonos Geula. We're going to get the Meshach Chachma, we shall be well, Bezer Hashem, and Yerushalayim, your college next time. But you should see I'm in Parshas Va'era, Mos Va'era, Bo B'Shalach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this parasha reveals to Moshe, right in the beginning of the parasha, it's in Perek Vav of Shmos, that he's going to redeem the people. I've heard the groans of the children of Israel, the Egyptians are enslaving them, I remember my covenant, and therefore you shall say to the children of Israel, Ani Hashem, Votseisi Aschem Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim, I am the Lord. And I will take them out from under the oppression of Egypt. Vid salti eschem evodosam. I will save them from the slave labor. The ga'alti eschem bezranatu v'shvatim gedolim. I will redeem them with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Shofet. Hashem is the ultimate judge. V'alkachti eschem li la'am. And I will take them to me as a nation. V'ayisi lechem la'okim. I'll be to them a God. You know that I'm Hashem, your God. V'yivesi eschem la'aretz. I'll take them out. I will save them. I'll redeem them. I'll take them to me to a people, which is Matan Torah, and I'll bring them to Eretz Israel. We are going to do the Meshach Chachma last time. No, what am I saying? That made no sense. We are going to do the Meshach Chachma next time. I just want to see something. You should be able to see my screen. Oy, oy, oy. Can you see my screen, Paula? All right. When we started Shir, it was, her status was critically injured. It was released for publication late Monday afternoon that Border Police Officer Sergeant Elisheva Rose Ida Lubin, Hashem Yikom Dama, 20, passed away from her wounds. She is a lone soldier who moved to Israel from the United States in 2021, and she joined the border police as part of her military service. Prior to October 7th, her home was in Kibbutz Sa'ad. MDA paramedic Nadav Tib said, when we arrived at the scene, we saw an unconscious young woman in her 20s, 20-year-old man on his feet. We immediately began medical treatment, evacuated them to nearby Haratzufim Hospital, where the young woman's condition is critical. A large number of security forces arrived at the scene. Here is her picture, Hashem Yikom Dama, Elisheva Rose Ida Lubin, Alal Hashem, is murdered today in Yerushalayim, Eir Kodesh. The Meshach Chachma, Anomar Maradaber. On the Arba Lashona Geula, I'm going to do the Meshach Chachma next time. I prepared it, actually, extensively in depth. I was going to screen share with you, but since I don't have time for that, I'm going to quote Dr. Dan Geiser's notes on the Meshach Chachma. But Ezra Hashem, next time, B'li Neder, we will begin the Meshach Chachma inside. The Meshach Chachma on the Arba Lashona Geula reflects on the different things that the B'nai Israel merited in order to merit redemption. And the Meshach Chachma teaches, V'otzeisi v'yitzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti, each correspond to a different maila of the B'nai Israel. And through that maida, through that attribute, that elevated spiritual attribute, they merited redemption. The Yitzalti is connected to the fact that the B'nai Yisroel were not malshinim, they were not informers, and that they watched out for each other. The Yitzalti, I will save them. You're going to see next time, we need Be'ezer Hashem, that the Meshach, we're going to learn the Lashon inside. But for now, stay with this thought as the conclusion of our Shira. Why does Hashem say V'hitzalti eschem me'avodasam? What is going to merit that God will save us from the forces that be and the tyranny that rules over us? V'hitzalti, I will save them. In what merit? The Meshach Chachma of Meir Simcha Kohen Midvinz teaches it's because they were not malshinim. They were not informers, and they watched out for each other. Like Dr. Geiser wrote in his notes, how can Hashem save them from their enemies if they're not even safe from each other? Otsesi, I'll take them out. The Yitzalti, I will save them. Who does not want to be saved from this galus? There is no one who raises their hand and says we don't want to be saved from this galus. It is in the merit of the fact, as the great Meshach Chachma, that they were not informers. They were not malshinim. They knew how to, malshinim from the word lashon. They knew how to hold their tongue, and that great merit they were saved from Shibud Mitzrayim. Like Dr. Geiser wrote, calling the Meshech Chachma, Mida Kanega Mida. Kosh Baruch says, how can I save you from others if you're not even safe from each other? And therefore, to bring us here full circle, Vini Matovu Menayim Shavas Achim Gam Yachad. I couldn't find it because there are so many chats and so many pictures and so many videos. I don't know, so I don't remember which chat. I don't remember who sent it. I don't remember where it was. It was on one of my family chats. There was a picture, I don't know if you saw, of two soldiers with their arms around each other. One was anti the government reform or whatever. I wasn't even following it politically before. One was anti the government reform and one was pro-government reform. So before the war, they would have been on opposite sides of the street holding placards and shouting against each other. And now there was a picture. It named them. So this one is pro-reform, anti-reform. They were standing with their arms around each other to fight the enemy. Hini matuv manayim shavas achem gam yachad biyachad nenatzeach. Yesh chilukei deot. It's true. Jews come in all stripes and all colors and all kippot and all political affiliations. We have modern Orthodox, and we have Yeshivish, and we have Hasidish, we have Dati Lumi, we have Chiloni. If we want to be together as a people, that is our greatest zechus for Hatzalah and Yeshua. And as we have seen from many Torah sources today, both Torah Shevatav and Torah Shabbat Peh, one of the greatest chuyos that Knesset Yisrael has is when they know how to guard their tongue. So the Kabbalah that you took upon yourself, keep them up. But for if you can't do it the whole day, at least dedicate a certain, not when you're alone in your house, but a certain period during the day, you must dedicate. We all must dedicate to being very cognizant of the power of Shmir Salashan. It is in this merit that Be'ezor Hashem, we will see Yeshua and Atzalah. Hini Matovu Manayim Shavas Achim Gam Yachad. I wish everybody a day of Besuras Tovos. For all those who are sitting Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, you've still in the term have not even been identified from October the 7th. We extend our deepest kos tanchumim and we daven u'mach Hashem dima me'al kol panim v'charpas amal yasir me'al kol eretz ki Hashem dibir besuras tovus and Yeshua's kol tov. Thank you to all.